Bavmitzia, Perakim Mishnah Gimel. Amar l'shnaim. Person says to two people, Gazalti l'echad mikem mana. One of you I stole a mana from. Veni yodei ezer mikem. And I don't know which one of you I stole it from. O aviv shel echad mikem hifkid li mana. Or the father of one of you put by me to watch a mana. Veni yodei ezu. And I don't know which one of your fathers did this. Nosin l'zem mana v'lazem mana. He gives each one a mana. Why? Shehodem mipi atzmo. Because he's emitting by himself. Notice that in this case, nobody's coming to him to claim. He's coming out of his own volition because he wants to be Yotzi Midei Shemayim, because either the case of Gzela, he stole something, and that's why he has to pay, the Rav says, a mana to each. Normally, he wouldn't have to pay a mana to each, but he wants to be Yotzi Midei Shemayim, but the reason he has to pay a mana to each is because the Chacham, almost like a knas to him, because he stole. Since he was over on Lo Sigzol, they made him pay a mana to each of them, instead of like giving a mana and having them split it, I guess. But he has to pay each one of them a mana. And also by a pikadun, he was a poshe, he was negligent. You should remember who gave the pikadun. However, if two people would come to him and say, you stole from me a mana, and this one says, no, you stole from me a mana, then they would have to swear, and then he would give each one of them a mana. And the same thing by a pikadun. Now notice that by a pikadun, the Mishnah's cases where he discusses a father of one of you. He doesn't just say, one of you gave it to me. Case in the Mishnah is where he said, your father, one of your fathers gave it to me, and I'm not sure which father. The reason that the Mishnah says this, the Rush says, is because if it was just a case of these guys that gave it to him, they should remember. And then if one of these guys don't remember, it's sort of their fault. They're Pesheya. Then he wouldn't have to pay. That's why if it's one of their fathers, they had no idea if their father gave him a Bikadu. And that's why, in that case, if he's Moda himself, he gives each one a mana. But if one guy says that my father, I have proof my father gave something to you as a pikadun, just like by stealing, where they said the same thing. If they're toveya first, they came to him and made a claim against him. Each of them make a shvua that their father left him a mana, and he gives each one a mana, just like we said by gzela. Because he was poshea to remember which one is the one that gave him the mana.